It seems that pretty regularly we hear from young adults mentioning how hard it is, even with all the technology that we have, that it's hard to meet each other, and even more so to find the person God wants for you to spend life with. Well, recently a group of single Catholics met together for a barbecue to try to do just that, get to know each other. Jillian Curvers is a life and dating coach and joining us today to give us a recap on that wonderful event and how across the country, young people are finding ways to meet other Catholics. Jillian has been on our show before, and thanks for joining us again this morning.
Thank you, Brenda. It's good to be here.
Well, Jillian, it was about a month ago that you joined us and we talked about a great event coming up, a barbecue for young Catholic singles to come together and meet each other. Tell us a little bit about how that went.
It was great. Yeah, this was our second summer barbecue. The first one was right at the start in May, and then we followed up in August. And it was great. Yeah, I gave a talk. It was very interactive with all the young Catholic singles and honestly, people of all ages, so it's always open to anyone who's Catholic and single and just interested in hearing about the modern dating world and culture. And then we had a dating activity called Wingman. This is something that I conceived of as a way to help people more naturally and intentionally mix and mingle, because oftentimes you'll go to these events and the intention will be to meet people, and yet we kind of need a little bit of a push or maybe some structure to do that in a way that feels comfortable and natural. So everyone was paired up with their wingman or their partner, and then the thought was to get to know that person and understand where they live, what they like to do, their interests, things like that, and then find for them a person. And, you know, maybe somebody encourages you to talk not just to your wingman, but also to other people, and both men and women, so you're kind of mixing and mingling with everyone, and then you can introduce your wingman to their potential date. And, you know, you might think, well, what if you like your wingman? Like, that's perfect, too. You're kind of practicing what it's like to get to know people, and you're putting into practice all those skills of, you know, communication and conversation, and then you can either make that intro or you can ask someone else. So it was really fun and successful, and people really were intentionally talking to each other and getting to know one another. So that was really great.
Jillian, in our last conversation, we talked a little bit about the reality is that technology maybe has made it more difficult for us to learn the skills to communicate face to face with each other. When you started this interaction, this game, did you give them guidelines as to actually this is how you're going to greet each other, this is how you're going to talk to each other? And then did you find as the game progressed that people actually through practice got very good at asking each other questions and meeting each other?
Yeah, a little bit. I gave some examples at the start during the talk, just what this looks like. But really, I encouraged everyone to be their authentic self, because that's the person God created you to be. That's the person someone else will fall in love with, or your friends and family already have fallen in love with and just loving you for who you are. So yeah, there was some initial guidance around, you know, how to introduce yourself and talk, but mostly I assumed that people could rely on their own authenticity and their own courage. You always have to encourage people to, you know, put themselves out there in faith. So it was, yeah, it was a good show of people really being their true selves.
Jillian Curvers is a life and dating coach. She's joining us today to talk a little bit about ways that young people are meeting each other today. Jillian, from that event, you had an opportunity to go to the National Catholic Singles Conference that happened last month as well. There were hundreds of people that gathered in Colorado for this event. Tell us a little bit about this organization and what their hopes are and their goals are for young people.
Yeah, so this was a really interesting event. I had not heard about it until earlier this year, I guess probably just a few months before I went and I decided to go. I thought it'd be a great place to meet people and network. And it's been around for 20 years. This was the 20-year anniversary. So that was kind of a big deal for the founder, who is a woman named Anastasia Northrup. So she's been running this for going on 20 years. and is very inspired by theology of the body. So it speaks a lot of truth into the nature of men and women and complementarity. They bring together a lot of amazing speakers, some priests, some lay people. In fact, a lot of people who share my own passion and background in coaching and in guiding people, both young and more mature. So a wide range of ages there. But it was a really inspiring event to see people come together from all backgrounds of singleness, whether they were never married or widow or widower, divorced and old. There's all sorts of people there, you know, truly looking to gain friendship, hopefully find their spouse or soulmate if that's what they're looking for and they're available. But a lot of just friendship and blossoming relationships that came out of that, and just information that people could come together and learn about different elements of the single life. I think singleness can feel, one, very lonely. It can also feel like you're a bit cast out of Catholic society, because as we know, singleness is not a vocation. You know, we're called to certain vocations in life, marriage or religious life, or there's this third one that's quite rare, to be a consecrated virgin, a consecrated person to God, but you're not called to marriage or a religious vocation. But really, when you're single, you can feel like you're on this island alone. So it was a beautiful thing to see people come together and really grow in friendship.
Jillian, at this national conference, one of the speakers was an author, Father Nathan Cromley. His book was Coached by Paul the Apostle. This one really stood out to you. He had some very important things to talk about and some things that really struck a chord with you. Tell us a little bit about his discussion.
Yeah, he was a really powerful speaker. You can tell this is a man who must give a powerful homily on Sundays. But he was the closing talk on Sunday, and he really drew the connection between St. Paul, who went from, as we all know, deep conversion, went from being one of the foremost, opponents of Christianity and of Jesus, to one of the two pillars of the church that it's built upon. And, you know, if we read Paul's letters, and the Acts of the Apostles, we see how challenged his life was. He didn't have it easy. You know, Jesus called him, and yet he went forth in faith, but didn't have a smooth and easy journey. And so Father drew this connection in our own lives, so that we're not called to have a smooth, easy journey necessarily. Life is going to have problems. You might see, for example, your singleness as being a problem, or a relationship as being, you know, a struggle or a challenge in your life. But really, if we just continue to go forward in faith and to trust in the plan that God has set before us, and know that that path might not be smooth, it might not be straight, it might not be direct, but as long as your heart and your will is united to God's will, you'll be doing the right thing, and you can trust in that. And the other big takeaway for me was that we can't mess up God's plan for us. We know God has a plan for our lives. We can say that. We can kind of be like, yeah, God has a plan. Great. However, we can't mess it up. That means he's this example that made me laugh and made everyone laugh. He said, you know, God's not up in heaven thinking like, oh no, she went to the conference. She was supposed to go to the restaurant. The restaurant's where her spouse is. It's not like that. There's no way that we can like make the wrong decision, so long as we're actively seeking and discerning God's will. Mm-hmm. It could be that like St. Paul, we're out there traveling to Asia only to find out that Asia's not it. We got to go somewhere else. Get on the boat. Now we're in prison. Now we've got a thorn in our side. Like, it'll just be us dealing with the problem versus having the problem with the problem.
I love that. God knows the plan. He knows the person who is meant for us. We've just got to be willing to align our will to his and let God take care of the rest. I like that so much. Well, Jillian, it's been great talking to you. Now, for people who are listening going, oh, I missed that barbecue. I wish that something else was coming up again. Well, there is something coming up. Young people get your calendars out, because the next event, it's still a few months away, but you're not going to want to miss it. Tell us about it, Jillian.
Yeah, so mark down your calendars for January 31st, 2026. We're already looking into the new year. Unfortunately, the summer season is waning, so we're looking into next January for our events, and this will be Another talk with Father Eric Anderson from St. Stephen's Parish and myself. We'll have a panel discussion about dating and relationships, and then another event with maybe not a barbecue. It always will be weather dependent, but some kind of food and fun for Catholic singles in the area.
I like it. Food and fun. That is a perfect pairing if I've ever heard one, that is for sure. And then, Jillian, thanks so much for being with us. For people who maybe want to find out more information about you and some of the resources that you offer, what can they do?
Absolutely. They can find me on my website. It's called Mosaic. That's like the cracked art. This is a representation of who we all are. We're broken, but God makes us beautiful when he puts the pieces back together. So mosaiclifestrategy.com. And my email address is on that website. It's mosaiclifestrategy@gmail.com. You can reach out, and if anyone's interested in dating coaching, life coaching, or any guidance around how to re-strategize their lives and really find their purpose and their plan, I'm here to help.
Oh, fantastic. Jillian, thanks so much for joining us today, and we look forward to having you back on the show soon.
Thank you so much.
Again, that is life and dating coach Jillian Curvers. Now, I will be sure to add the link to her webpage, Mosaic Life Strategies. You'll find that link on today's podcast. And also remember to check back on the community calendar for all of our upcoming events. You'll find that at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.